Acting Program Manager at the National Broadcasting Corporation, Colvin Harris, said, last Sunday, January 5th, the radio station joined forces with other media houses to host a radiothon which raised more than $120,000. Mr. Harris said, the radio station also made a donation of $1,500 from its staff funds towards the relief efforts.
What we did was host a radiothon, which we successfully put on last Sunday, January 5th. It originated from NBC Radio. We had several stations joining us, and we were able to raise a grand total of $127,507 in pledges. And we're just hoping that persons will fulfill on their promise and go to the bank and make their deposit. From the staff, we have contributed $1,500. That's from staff funds that we keep for the purpose of the benefit of the staff. They've all agreed that we should do something, and we have decided to put $1,500 towards the cause of assisting those in need. So apart from our radiothon, which we did, our assistance provided directly from NBC staff was this $1,500 from our staff funds.
Mr. Harris said they are also continuing to partner with individuals and organizations to host fundraising activities which will go towards the nation's relief efforts.
There would be other activities as much as possible. We're supporting the various organizations. We've had requests from various organizations who are having fundraising activities to assist them in promoting these events. And we would offer the assistance to those who are organizing events, concerts. We have the Hope concert on Sunday, which we've assisted them in promoting the concert because we know that this is something that will benefit persons who are affected by the trough system. And other fundraising events that will come up, we would throw our support behind it to make sure that we push the efforts in raising funds for those who were affected by the trough system.
Acting Program Manager at the National Broadcasting Corporation, Colvin Harry. Accounts Manager at the National Broadcasting Corporation, Harriet Bush, said that NBC Radio continued its relief efforts yesterday with the distribution of 250 t-shirts to persons in shelters on the leeward side of the country.
Yesterday, we visited six shelters on the leeward side. Bocomet Bay Center, we went to the Chateaubriand, Rosebank, Fitzhughes, Spring Village, Chumaka Secondary School. Those are the ones that we visited. And we met some of the persons who were in the shelters, and we distributed about 250 NBC t-shirts, some at Wellness Walk, and some at some of the carnival activity that we had last year.
Accounts Manager at the National Broadcasting Corporation, Harriet Bushett. Meanwhile, Sheila Jeffrey, who is currently at the Spring Village Community Center shelter, is thanking organizations and individuals who continue to assist in their time of need.
I just wanted to say thank you to all persons who have made themselves available to help us in Spring Village, and even to help all other flood victims. They would have been a great help to us. They would have been a great comfort to us. I want to say a very special thank you to a very loving pastor, Pastor Noel Clark, and some of the other private entities. I just want to say thank you to them. And NBC, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And may God continue to bless our private businesses and our government agencies who have been coming from time to time and helping us in their most special.
Sheila Jeffrey, who is currently at the Spring Village Community Center shelter. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.